Bill Montevecchi said it well. Time is of essence. We can't afford any more lost time. We have to act. So there's two things that I am prepared to do and will be doing. One is we're going to change the structure. We're going to examine changing the structure of the advisory process to make it less adversarial, to make it less one side of the equation, and more inclusive so that we can get a greater consensus, so there's less conflict and less division about what the product is, about what the recommendations are. That's one thing, but that's going to take process. I'm not going to act quickly on that, or I'm not going to act, you know, just a knee-jerk reaction on that. I respect the people who are at the table. They're incredible environmentalists who have huge scientific and academic credentials behind them. They are real advocates for the environment. So we're going to look at the process to see if we can add some new voices. But I'll tell you this, is that I'm going to act and act quickly. It's in my mandate letter to bring forward to Cabinet a natural areas system plan. A plan to protect ecologically sensitive and representative areas. I have been doing exactly that for the last 2.5 years since I became minister. Now, it has not necessarily met with the full satisfaction of WERAC, the advisory committee. It definitely won't meet with the full satisfaction of the mining industry or the oil industry or the forestry industry. But at some point in time, the perfect has to stop being the enemy of the good. Right now, we don't have a network, a system of protected areas in this province. So if someone were to say the better solution here is to wait until you get a perfect plan, well, then the result will be nothing will be protected. I'm going to be bringing forward to Cabinet, because at the end of the day, it's not my decision. This is a Cabinet decision, a government decision that has to be taken. But what I'm telling you is, while this confusion, while this intransience and this lack of activity has been occurring, I have been working behind the scenes with a plan to protect areas in Newfoundland and Labrador that will be met with criticism from some environmental organizations, that will be met with significant criticism from the oil and gas and the mines and energy sector. It's time to get it out there, and I'm prepared to do it.
25 years, though, is a long time to come up with a plan. WERAC member is saying, you know, there's too much of a compromise. You don't need to compromise when it comes to protected areas. You either protect them or you don't. What has been the holdup?
No, I don't agree with that. There are choices to be made. The issue, or the plan here, or the mandate, is to seek representative areas of sensitive and important ecosystems within the province, and to protect those areas. That can be accomplished by examining a series of candidate sites and locations, and choosing which ones can be designated and protected that preserve the representative ecosystems that are so important to each and every one of us. But it doesn't necessarily mean that all of them have to be protected, or the entire area, because arguably you could take all of central Newfoundland and protect it. Who could argue against that? Well, I think there would be people who would argue against that. There would be people who say, I can't make a livelihood, I can't make a living. The province is cannot be turned into a park. So there we've just hit the nub of the argument here, which is that when you draft a plan, which is done in the absence of all the voices that need to be part of the plan, sometimes you will, the end result will be something which is, you know, criticized. People will genuinely come forward and say, you're imposing something on me. I haven't had a chance to participate in all of this, and I feel very uncomfortable about this. So if the government approves a plan that I have in mind, that I've been working on for quite some time, with the support of WERAC, with the inclusion of WERAC, with the advisory committee and process, this was not done in isolation of WERAC whatsoever, I think you will probably hear that it's not a perfect plan from the point of view of NGOs, of environmental NGOs. It definitely will come to the conclusion by the mining industry. This is definitely not a perfect plan. And I guess maybe then I've hit the sweet spot, because the perfect for one group is very much the imperfect for another group. I want to get areas protected in our province, and I want to do so quickly. And the only way that we can do that is get the process moving. And there's been some reason for 30 years that hasn't happened. And I think it's because the perfect has been the enemy of the good.
Jerry Byrne, thank you.
My pleasure.